Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York announced Monday he's calling a cloture vote, or a vote to end debate, on the Freedom to Vote Act. Schumer said senators will vote on the bill Wednesday, and it will require 60 votes to move forward.
It sets basic standards for all Americans to vote safely and securely while protecting elections from subversion. It fights back against the power of big money and ends partisan gerrymandering while respecting the role of states in carrying out elections.
The bill is a reaction to the passage of laws in several Republican-led states that, critics say, limits voting access for low-income and minority communities who tend to vote Democratic. Meanwhile, congressional Democrats are racing to meet an end-of-October deadline they set for themselves to get a reconciliation Build Back Better bill passed. The House is looking to pass its version of the Senate-passed $1 trillion plan to shore up roads, bridges, and water delivery systems. In the meantime, the Senate is trying to reach a deal on a pared-down version of the $3.5 trillion plan that also includes more social spending on things like universal preschool, free community college education, and Medicare expansion, with two holdout conservative Democrats, Kristen Sinema of Arizona and West Virginia's Joe Manchin. Again, Chuck Schumer.
Congress right now has the best chance in years to make meaningful investments to help American families climb up to the middle class and stay in the middle class. By passing both the Build Back Better Act and the infrastructure bill, we can improve our nation's crumbling infrastructure, create good-paying jobs for this century, lower costs and cut taxes for American families, while taking overdue steps to meaningfully address the climate crisis.
However, Republicans remain unanimously opposed to the larger bill. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas said the Build Back Better bill's price tag is just too high.
Half of his agenda is a $1 trillion infrastructure bill that will increase the deficit by more than $250 billion over 10 years. The other part is a multi-trillion-dollar tax and spending spree, which leans on damaging tax hikes to cover a long list of social welfare programs.
For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.